Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew 24, kind of an unusual start for Advent, apart from the expectation aspect of it. Jesus, I suppose, sends a bit of a shock through his disciples in Matthew chapter 24. As he himself is preparing to go to the cross, he gives a heads up to his disciples. Be ready. So the question comes to us today, are you ready? Are you ready? It seems to be the rallying cry of a group of people. I don't know, maybe you can identify with the preppers. You guys know the preppers? The people who are preparing for the end of the world by stockpiling all sorts of things, building bomb shelters or underground living arrangements, prepping by collecting weapons or some other item that they feel that at the end of the world, this is what they're going to need to survive. So what would a follower of Jesus prep for? It's an interesting question because, yeah, we live in two kingdoms, right? We live in this world around us where sometimes it seems like the best thing to do is stockpile, collect things and hide them and keep a stash of things collected so that when the end times come, then we're ready. But there's something more to it when it comes to being a follower of Jesus who is prepared. Are you ready? Jesus is talking about the time when he returns, that he doesn't know when he's coming back. Only the Father knows. And he's going away through the cross and through the grave and ascending into heaven. He's already got that in sight. He knows what's to come. The disciples are reasonably anxious, worried, scared, wondering what the end is going to look like so that they can be ready. They want to be ready when that time comes. They're expecting it in their lifetime. They're expecting the worst. So they want to be ready. But Jesus tells them, not even the angels know. I can't tell you when it's going to be. It's going to come like a thief in the night. You won't expect it. His imagery here is pretty incredible. Harkening back to the days of Noah. Well, they had warning. It started raining. I don't know if that was fair warning for them or not. But he says they were living as if nothing mattered. They were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day when Noah went in the ark. Then they realized they weren't ready. The flood came and swept them away. He says, so will be the coming of man. You won't know. So be ready. Don't wait until the last minute. Be a prepper. This is going to be really corny. Be a prepper for Jesus. Don't put that on a bumper sticker. That would be bad. But Jesus is giving us that fair warning to be ready when he returns. He says, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be working, one will be taken and one left. He says, you just won't know, and then it'll happen. So be ready. The world around us doesn't worry about it. They worry about all sorts of other things. You can name them, just look at your news. You name the things that the world is worried about. Climate change, catastrophe, rising sea levels, water, all of this stuff that the world is worried about. And yes, as stewards of God's creation, we ought to take care of things. But there's something bigger that we have in mind. Because this world, as the Scripture's promise will pass away, and a new one will be put in its place, a new creation. So are you ready for it? Some of us are like, yes, please. I've been ready. I'm so ready. It could happen anytime. Let's go. And that's probably the best perspective to have. As a follower of Jesus, we are ready. We're prepared. And it's not anything that we've done. It's not like we have to take all sorts of classes and learn all sorts of things before we're ready. It's not that we all have to have graduate degrees or something like that. It's not even that we have to belong to a specific church or go to a certain worship service or say the right words or even, I don't know, all sorts of things that the world places on us to be ready. It has nothing to do with us. If it were up to me, I would never be ready. I would want to live in this world with this life with these people forever and ever because it's wonderful. I love it, but that's the sinful side of me that wants to hang on to everything that the world gives. But there's more to it. And Advent is that time, right? Advent is that time of preparation and expectation. We do a lot to prepare for Advent. We're getting there. Next week, Saturday, or this coming Saturday, we'll do a whole lot of preparation, putting up decorations, making it festive, putting up lights, putting up trees. Some of you, I'm sure, have already started in your homes, maybe started long ago. Maybe you didn't even stop from last year. You just kept it up. Could be. We're ready, right? We're ready. We're ready for the season. We're ready for the change. Are you ready for Jesus to come back? We worry sometimes about the people in our lives who aren't ready. Who aren't ready for Jesus to come back. And there's that anxiety in us, especially if they're related to us or close to us. We get worried. We don't want Jesus to come back yet because my friends aren't ready. My children aren't ready. My grandchildren aren't ready. We don't know, so we worry. And that's reasonable. We want everyone to be ready. We want everyone to be there. We want everyone, when Jesus returns, to greet him with the excitement that we greet him with. But not everybody's going to be ready. Jesus is pretty clear about that. One will be taken and one left. Not everybody's going to be ready. So he says to his disciples, but you must be ready. So, disciples of Jesus, I'll ask you again, are you ready? Yeah. Really? Are you ready for Jesus to come back? Yes, of course we are. We're ready. How did that happen? How did that happen that we are ready? That we can say with confidence, yes, I am ready for Jesus to come back. Again, is it anything that I've done? No. Is it anything you've done? No. It happens in the waters of baptism that we are made ready for Jesus to return. It happens when the water and the word come together to wash us clean, to connect us to Jesus in his death and resurrection. We are made ready for him to come back. We are, as our baptismal liturgy will say, we are put into the holy ark, the church. So we are joined with Noah in the ark, that when the waters rise and those who have collected all sorts of other things are stuck in the hole in the ground that they dug for themselves, we are ready in the holy ark of the church. And that's an amazing thing for Advent, to say with confidence, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready because God has made me ready. I'm ready because he's washed me. I'm ready because I am his child. I'm ready because I am forgiven of my sins. I'm ready because he has forgiven me of my sins. I'm ready not because of who I am or what I've done or how much I've saved or worked or anything. I'm ready because God has made me ready. So as we enter into Advent, we do so with confidence, with a sure and certain faith in what God has done for us. We can look to the cross and say, yes, that's where it was done. That's where I was made ready. And when I am baptized, I am connected to Jesus in that death and resurrection. I'm made ready. So Jesus, you can come anytime. I'm ready. Amen.